ago. What happened?
That was the spoken word, the original seed. Now notice here, we're going to read the scripture. Now how many understand that so far? Now we're, you see some brother raised up, see, that's, this happened, something happened over here. I saw an angel, this great thing happened. Watch out. Where does a false anointed ones make their great move? By Satan right here.
Right there.
That's the moment. That's where Satan's making his move. It ain't moving. It's got to move in a ministry.
Amen.
The Satan is harmless until he can get somebody that thinks they're called to preach and get them behind the pulpit and sting you with an interpretation of venom, and brother, you're gone. You realize until you've got full divine revelation, see? A divine revelation of faith. You don't have to have full revelation, didn't mean to see. But I mean a real, genuine revelation until you're really born again. At the bottom of the pyramid, your womb is open. And that snake, Antichrist, through preachers, can plant an interpretation in you, in your womb, and then your womb close up over that as you're gone. God, it scares me to think that in that day only Joshua and Caleb was free of the snake bite in that day. And don't you remember how God sent thousands of serpents? Oh, God help people see. Sent thousands of serpents because of their murmuring and complaining? Sent thousands of them among the people and they bit them? How many remember that in the scripture?
Amen.
That's the same thing today. The devil's been, the lid has been taken off of hell, and demon power is streaming forth in the spiritual realm against the bride. Why? How did they come against the bride? Now, not cut your head off right now, but the devil is making his great deadly move today by the Antichrist in the preacher, trying to get you off of the real revelation of the message. Then if you do, what are you? You're bit with deadly unbelief, and you'll never cross that Jordan. You're gone.
Right.
Now, we see what the three pulls of Brother Branham was. First pull, second pull, we got up to the Jordan. Now, what does it take for us to cross the Jordan? What does it take for us to cross the Jordan? Now, notice here that Brother Branham left the scene when the other third of his ministry came into fruition. When the seals were opened by the seven angels, all of the mysteries of God was finished. Is that right?
Amen.
Then Brother Ram's ministry was through then. What happened? The spoken word of the original seed was given to the bride. How many understand that? The spoken word, the original seed. When you pick up the spoken word book from Brother Boris, what does it say on the front? Spoken word, the original seed. See? The other two signs that Brother Branham spent, the other two signs that took up his ministry, that wasn't the perfect will of God.
Amen.
The spoken word, the original seed, was the perfect will of God.
Amen.
God said, let there be light, and there was light.
Amen.
That's why Brother Branham, when he entered into the third pool, he started creating.
Amen.
Oh, it's people. Amen. Lord, how praise you, anoint their eyes. Be spiritual, Brother Branham said, let it fall down less out or into fifth rib. Don't be a baby. I mean, in guile, be a baby, but in your understanding, be men and women. Be adults. Now, why was the sign in the hand and the discerning of the secrets of the heart, but over here, what was it? The third pool was the original perfect plan of God since the foundation of the world. A son of God is the spoken word of God.
Amen.
He created Adam by spoken word. And Adam spoke the word, and it was performed. And then when Brother Branham came into the third pool, oh God, he said, there will be a squirrel out on that limb. He said, little fish, I give you life. Had he arrived now, I said the right thing. I give you your children. What was it? He come into the original perfect plan of God for Son of God. Speak the word and I'll perform it, little bride. Oh, brother and sister, don't let any deadly mama snake bite you today with some unbelief. But stay with the unadulterated word of God through the prophet of God. We're going to cross this Jordan,
Amen.
Brother, and be manifested sons and daughters of God. We'll speak it and God will perform it.
Amen.
Oh, I ain't getting excited, but I was bleeding. All right, the third pool. The spoken word of God. when the spoken word came forth in the prophet, that was, oh God, that was the seed. That was the seed to produce the Christ child. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was the spoken word, the original seed, and that's what had the blood cell in it. Lord, that's what pregnated the bride, was the spoken word from Brother Branham.
Amen.
And if you receive the spoken word, the original seed, it's got to produce what the seed was, and the seed was Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My Lord, lay it on the line.
Amen.
My Lord, lay it on the line. All right. What happened? When Brother Branham delivered the spoken word to the bride, he left the scene. But the mama snake never left. It's still here. Huh? Yes, sir, it's still here. Deadly. That old deity cult's still getting stronger every day. You say it was wounded. That's right. Brother Bram said it was mortally wounded. But it wasn't dead. He wounded it, but what's it doing now? Gaining more converts all the time now.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says deadly wound was healed. The Antichrist got his wound healed. What the deity cult is getting stronger all the time. Still baptizing in his name. What is it? The snake of unbelief is making his move. Where is he? Where did Brother Branham see him? Oh, what? He seen him when he saw the narrow highway. Brother Branham was set down on the narrow highway. What is that? That's the scripture. Broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Many go in there, but narrow is the way that leadeth across the Jordan to the token, and few there be that find it.
Yes.
How many see that scripture?
Yes.
And where was the devil laying at? He was hid in the weeds.
Amen.
He was hid in the weeds. He never come up in the open. He was hid. That's where the devil hides. He hides right in the congregation. He hides right in the ministry. And waits for that day till he can get a... Brother Brown said, he'll sit right in the congregation just as still and quiet while you worship the Lord. He'll never make his move. He'll sit right there and you'll think he's one of you. Then he'll wait for that time that he can enter the pulpit and boy, he'll sock it to you. That's just what happened right here.
Amen.
But the Holy Ghost went back and checked them tapes, and there was the Holy Ghost calling that thing right out months and months ago. Because so plain now, did anybody hear the tape say, Brother Lambert preached that after all this happened? No, it was preached months and months before. The Holy Ghost, what was it? Brother and I, they was 11 apostles, and Jesus said, one of you is a devil. Oh, my. A devil. Oh, my. Who is it? Who is it? Is it John? Is it Peter? Is it James? Is it Matthew? Is it Bartholomew? Who is it? Is it me? They didn't know. There's only one thing, brother, that knew who the devil was. And that was the revealed word. And a revelation goes out now and exposes that devil of unbelief. Amen. Where was it at? Right up here. Come up out of the weeds. And scared everybody. Everybody was scared. Why? Everybody knows, brother, if you get off of that word of God, you're like a chain hanging over hell. Break one link out of it and you plunge down into hell. Brother, we need to watch the ministry. And when you see somebody trying to interpret the message and talk revelation and everything, oh my, I'm scared to death of women anymore. Yes, sir, God bless good women. But the Bible said, let the women study to be meek and quiet. To be still and be quiet. Said not caring about the plaiting of the hair and the adorning of the hair and the outward appearance, but let it be like Sarah of old, the women of old, who adorned themselves, not with the outward appearance, but the adorning of a meek and a quiet spirit, which is pleasing in the sight of the Lord, calling her husband Abraham Lord. And when you see women trying to talk revelation, trying to talk great spiritual things and chattering all the time, getting together and notes and everything, look out, brother, there's a snake laying there somewhere. I've never seen it to fail yet. Any real woman, brother, that wants to please Christ is trying to be like Sarah, perfecting a meek and a quiet spirit and humbling herself in the sight of God. Oh, brother. God help the people to line up with the Word of God today.
Amen.
People say, well, I do this, but my daughter don't want to. Or I will, but my son, my children don't want to. Brother, if my children don't want to go, I'm going. If mommy don't want to go, I'm going. If daddy don't want to go, I'm going. I want to cross this Jordan and get that thing. Brother, what's the matter with it? We've got a bunch of, Brother Brown said, wishbones instead of backbones. Why, God has called a man to be the man of his house, not let the... I don't know why I'm saying this, but I'm going to let her fly anyway. That's just what's the matter today. The teenagers is running the homes today. If this one don't want to do it, and that one don't want to do it, my daughter don't want to do it. Brother, let me tell you something. God gave those children to you for you to rule over, not them rule over you.
Amen.
The devil will get on him and take all of you to hell. Like when a woman would come in. You say, you preaching to me? I don't know. You know, somebody come out and say, walk up and say, brother, you was preaching to me, wasn't you? Well, I said, you know, I wasn't preaching them songs.
Yes.
You know, God called his ministers to preach to you. How many know that? How people think he's talking to the stones over here. Yes, sir, what is it? But what is it? It's not the people, good people, but it's spirits. Demons in the atmosphere. Oh, but my God could use a woman. Use a woman that finds her place in the Lord, perfecting and meek in a quiet spirit. Oh, God's going to have them. How many say men? There's going to be men that's going to be here at the house. And you can't win your family by compromising with the devil. When a woman said, Brother Lambert, I know you preach against television. You're against it. Well, I said, not against the box. But I said, people don't have enough spirit. I said, if you could keep that in your home and just watch the news, it'd be all right. I wouldn't be against it. But I know that you can't. John Dillinger or whatever he's, John Dillon or I don't know them things, but I never watch television. But comes on after the news, and you just ain't got enough Holy Ghost to get up. So you there, and old John Dillon just keeps shooting, banging, riding a horse, and you keep sitting there. And next thing you know, before you got enough strength to get up, why, Matt Dillon or one of them guys comes on after him. And then you say, well, one more won't hurt nothing. I'll pray a little bit before I go to bed.
Right.
And then by the time that comes, the late movie's on, and you done hooked for that. Next thing you know, you backslid. See, I know you're against it, Brother Bob, and her face got red, and she got embarrassed. And she didn't. At first she said, you want to watch television? And then her face got red. And I said, no, ma'am, I don't want to talk. I just come over to see your husband and talk to him about the Lord. So, Brother Lambert, I know I shouldn't have it here. Said she got the stutter and the face all red. I felt so sorry for her. Poor little hand is shaking like that, you know. I felt, Lord, I wish I hadn't come. Just upset the poor woman like that. And she said, well, it's my boys, you see. And my girl said, Brother Lambert, they're over at the neighbor's house watching television. I thought, well, it's better for me to get a television and keep them home. I said, sister, you'll never win your children by compromising with the devil. No, you'll never do it. You stand upon God's word, be sweet and humble and kind, but stay with God's word and claim your children. You give in your children, they'll take you to hell with them.
Amen.
They're not strong enough, brother. You've got to fight to keep the hair out of their eyes. They're going to wear bangs because that's the spirit of the hour. The spirit of the hour is to let that hair drop down over their eyes. That's right. Listen, I want to say it. A lot of the women wouldn't think of preaching. They wouldn't think of it in the pulpit preaching. But they'll preach to their husband and let him preach it for them.
Amen.
What's the difference? I've seen a lot of pastors like that. The woman would never get behind a pulpit and preach, but she'll sure preach to daddy when he gets home and tell him what to preach.
That's right.
Say, Brother Lambert's of the devil, and you better tell the people about it. And he does. Huh?
Amen.
Oh, yeah, I know some things. You don't hide them things.
Amen.
You know, you can go in a house, man, the preacher said, you feel that spirit, don't you, brother? And I said, yes, sir. Sure do. And they get awful nervous. But, oh, my friend, what is it? Spirits. See, people just recognize spirits. And I preached down there where women blowed their hair, ratted their hair. The Bible said that women in this last day go bald-headed. You know what's going to happen? Women keep spraying their hair with all them chemicals. You're going to wake up one morning, your hair is going to be laying on your pillow.
Amen.
You have to wear a wig. Did you know the Bible said that? That instead of well-set hair, there would be baldness. Better watch what you're spraying your hair with. And then I went down the tabernacle with mine. My eyes got that big. I see women come in. I'm telling you, they come in, they had to dip down to go in the door. Lord have mercy. Great big thing blowing up there. It could get them palmetto bugs in. You wouldn't know it. See? And how they do that, I don't know. Blow way up like that. And I kept looking out that congregation while I was preaching. It bothered my spirit so bad. I don't know. But I just let it fly. Oh, boy. Devil didn't like that. No. I got run out of town. Don't you dare touch him, waterhead hurt. I think, no, what I'm saying is, I ain't got no scripture.
I ain't got no scripture priest for women blowing up their hair, but I'll tell you one thing, you'd never make me believe you're spiritual. You never make me believe it.
Praise the Lord.
You're spiritual, amen. You can get that hair down there where it look right.
Amen.
Huh? How many say amen? I seen Brother Bram talk about a young minister in a congregation, but had his hair all went back in a big, what to call, a goose or, what was it?
Duck.
Yes, a duck. Hair all went back of dirt, a duck, and had a big crease, went down like that, and boys blowed around like that, and that real bright coat on. I got running silk coats, kind of bright, on, but I mean, no alligator shoes on. You never make me believe you hear from God. Now, you may talk a lot, but you ain't going to influence me, see.
Amen.
There's something about, I believe, know the outward appearance, and look them on the heart, that's right. But if you get the heart right, it'll start showing on the outside. Because you can have the outside look right, but the spirit, you don't have bitter water and sweet water. And what I was saying is that the devil is here to organize you. See, we wouldn't join the UPC or the Assemblies of God. I always say UPC because that was the best. If I didn't join anything, I'd join the UPC because it's baptized right. And I fellowship more with them than anybody. But, see, we wouldn't think of going out and joining UPC or the Assemblies. And our women wouldn't think of preaching. But our women and our teenagers and our daddies will let a spirit come through and organize you. All once the women start blowing up their hair. You see one woman. Now, just my wife, because she's a preacher's wife, she'll set the pattern. Now, I guarantee you, I don't care how much people love the Lord, see? If they don't have the right leadership, they're gone. Because I've pulled too many people up out of the mire. Too many good people up out of the old muck and mire of the world that was good people. When I come here, some of the people left here now, and I call them right out in the congregation. I say, sister, God's not pleased with that. I didn't have enough wisdom those days. I just called like it was because I think nobody'd never get offended. See, if it was God's word, I didn't know people got mad. See, I didn't think Christians got mad. You could just tell them. See, and they'd do it because the Bible said obey those who have a rule over you. And I thought that's the way it was. I didn't know people got mad. Well, I found out they got mad at you. And then I say, sister, that don't please God. I said, them short sleeves. I went in church where, of course, not too nice to say in public, but it's the truth. I'd go around Brother Brown's balls and see girls, young girls sitting there and young single men, they're playing. You know, we got glands and everything, and you understand about breeding and everything like that, and those things just work. They're there, you can't get over it, and you've got to face it. And the Bible teaches holiness. I'm a holiness preacher. And you go in and see spirits get on women. They don't know it. And their underwear clothes and things like that. You know, used to, if a boy was dating a girl a few years ago, and I say a few years ago when I was a boy, and you would go to her house and her underclothes would be hanging down the line, she'd get out there and get them things in and run them in the house.
Amen.
Hide them. Now, I'm just making a point. I'm not being funny. Of course, it may be a little sense of humor to it. But I want to tell you, they had a funeral some years ago, and they preached a funeral, and they buried modesty. They buried modesty. And used to, back there, if you dated a girl, you'd go and she'd have her underclothes hanging outside, they would run outside, her face turned red, and get them underclothes, run in the house and go in and wouldn't even come out and see you. You catch him like that. Sure changed.
Yeah, right.
God ain't changed. God hasn't changed. The Bible said modest. Let the women adorn themselves modestly, having a modest spirit. And you don't find, and that's why, brother, we need to preach this. We need to preach holiness. We need to preach hellfire and brimstone. We need to preach these things because where is modest anymore? Why, you go, and I'll tell you, I preached in one part of the country, the way the women sat, I had to look at the seating. And to find it aggravated me so bad, I said, women, put your feet down on the floor so I can preach the gospel without without sunglasses on.
Right.
People got mad about it. I don't care.
Amen.
See, I didn't have no scripture, but I tell you one thing, God never called me to preach to a bunch of naked women. And I think women, and I'll say this, if it embarrasses you, it needs to be embarrassed. I tell you, women need to find out how to sit modestly in front of men. A lot of times, you have to turn your head over here.
Yes, right.
Now, brother and sister, if you need more material to do it, well, I would rather put a little more material there and displease the Lord. Now, that's the way if God wants me to give up something, it tickles me to give it up. What difference does it make just another little inch of material ain't going to hurt nothing? See? And a real son of God, he ain't going to... He's a real son of God. That's what I told my boy. I said, these a bunch of girls all the time calling the phone all the time now. This aggravates the life. I told boy, I tell them girls not to call this home. A minister in this message, a little girl, a nice looking little girl, wrote my, a boy a love letter. I don't like that. No, sir. Listen, you younger couples getting married, you're gonna have children later on. And you're gonna face what we're facing today with teenagers. And you just let the devil have his way, he's gonna have his way. As Brother John Martin said, you better open the dresser drawer and find out what's in there. See? And you find girls reading love books? Listen, I don't care what it is. My daughter ain't gonna read a love magazine. There ain't gonna be none of that filth in my home. See? That's wrong. That lovey-dovey stuff is no good. But a woman, a real woman, that's wanting a husband is praying, God, send me the husband that you've got ordained for me. If you don't get the one that's ordained for you, you are in trouble and you're doomed.
Amen.
You get another woman, you're living in adultery, vice versa. So you'd better make sure that God sends the right one, because after you wake up every morning and face the same face, you're going to have more there than what's on the outside. When you wake up and look at that face every morning, and the makeup's gone, whatever it is, and it just don't look like you thought it was. And you find out, come on. I'd say something, but I'm afraid that you'd think maybe I wasn't a holiness preacher. I mean, just let me say it. I just want to show you something. Did you know, now I know you're going to laugh, but I don't mean to laugh, I'm trying to make a point. Did you know that I read in the papers, and we cut it out, my wife and I, that the King of England said that he would banish anyone from his land, any woman that were, what they call, in other words, we understand that a man is made a certain way, his chest and shoulders and muscles and everything, and a woman is made feminine. How many understand? We understand, doctors, and most of the kids here grow up, and you're going to have to learn these things. Mom and Dad's going to explain life to you. Now, I think you should. You ought to take your boys aside and your girls aside and explain to them. Don't wake up to find that one day that you shouldn't. Because they're going to get the call of life from the body, and they're going to need help. They're going to need a buddy. And boys and girls, flee youthful lust. If you want, say God, wait till you get 18 or 19, find you a nice boy, because you'll mar your soul, see. Oh, God, don't shame Jesus that way. Live a real Christian, see. And just wait, God, send me the girl that you got for me. Lord, send me the man, see? And then you'll be in love, and you'll have a happy home. If not, you go out, and the devil will just pour it on you, and then you're going to be in trouble. How many say amen? And then you'll wake up, girl, and you find out your husband's running around on you. Next thing you know, you got some divorce papers coming, see? Now, a young lady was right in this group here, see? A woman had a vision, her husband come back and everything. I told her what to do. She called me along and said, "What?" I said, do this, do that. Did she do it? No. Oh, I know he loves me. And what? Now she's on welfare. He's taking his money, spending it on other women, see? You're dealing with the devil, friend. You're dealing with the devil. If that man ain't got Christ in him, he's of the devil. Do you realize that? Until you're converted, the devil's, you're under his control, and he's just got you. See? So we need to be careful. And you go in these homes and you see all this lovey-dovey stuff tacked on the wall. Bill loves Mary, and not any names here now, but it's all names, and, you know, Dick, Harry, and Joey, and they're in love, and little Eric coming down. And you find out in that home, now as a minister, you find out there's an unclean spirit in there. The Holy Spirit's grieved. And then the kids has gone wild. Out there making love and what they call necking and all that out there underneath the oak tree in the car. I want to tell you something. My daughter ain't going out in no car with no boy. She gets to be a woman. You know, in the olden days, they used to come and sit on the swing back and forth. Of course, I'm talking about growing. I'm talking about little girls, 13, 14 years old, going out in hot rods and everything. I'm not talking about women, 7, 16 year old growing up, you know. I'm talking about teenagers out there. And next thing I tell the devil was too much for him, they done got in trouble. Don't tell me. I've had girls come in my office and talk to me as a spiritual father and tell me things are not virgins anymore. That's girls 15, 16. End the message. See? Be wise. How many want to be wise parents? Wise children. Let's be wise today. Let's pray with the children. Pray with. And I told my boy, I said, there's too many girls that's looking for the Holy Ghost, praying for the husband, for the Philistine daughters to be chasing you. If my boy gets married, I want to see him married a Holy Ghost girl. Please, message. How many say amen?
Amen.
And then I do the best I can, and that's all off of me. But what am I saying, making a point, children, is the devil is trying to organize you. He goes through, and he causes spirit to sweep through the church. The women all waterhead their hair. Now, I've been in church when one woman gets away with it, and the pastor don't preach against it, and the pastor's wife sets a pattern. If she wears it, next thing you know, it won't be a few days till another one's gone. And they get back talking on the phone. You know, Susie, your hair looks so lovely this morning. How did you ever get it to come up so high? You know, I wish mine was just a little bit longer. What kind of a teasing comb did you get, see? And what, Christ ain't nowhere around the church, see? And it's just gone then. And then if you get a certain tight dress and everything, Brother Bram said he was preaching, and this girl come in, this blonde-headed woman come in, and she twisted up that aisle and said, all the preachers on the platform left his preaching and followed her until she sat down. A real son of God would turn his head and say, God, have mercy upon that poor woman, Lord. Have mercy upon them preachers, Lord. Huh? You know, when you first serve and you love the Lord, well, you turn your eyes. Then when you get lukewarm, you find out you look a little longer.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Amen.
And then that goes to the church, and what's it do? It organizes all the women. Huh? It organizes all the women. You can take one pastor, take the pastor's wife, and she ain't in subjection to him, and say, now, I want to tell you something. You ain't going to do this. I've heard preacher's wife talk that way to preacher. Heard one said, get out there and get them kids in. I told you I worked all day. Preacher's wife. I thought, oh boy, I see who's pastoring here. When the first time I preached, I was a prophet. Oh, I believe he's a prophet. And when I preached on women in subjection, the next night I was a false prophet. It always amazes how they turn you on, turn you off. I've been turned on as a prophet and turned off so many times it's pitiful. What is? I want to tell you something. If a woman that really yielded to the Lord, she'll hate a man like me. And she may not be there still, but don't tell me. I've had women I know that hate me. Purely hate me, see. But God called me to preach the truth.
Sure. Amen.
Any woman that's not in the Bible said, women be in subjection to your husband in all things. All.
Amen.
Say, but I believe he's wrong. That's none of your business. In all things. A-double-L. All. How many women say amen?
Amen?
That's good. What is it? Spirits going through the land today organizing our women.
Yeah.
Now we'll preach me into men a little bit. Organizing women, blowing up her hair, certain type of dress. And now what it is organizing not only the women, but the teenagers. It organizing with a certain hair fashion. Bangs. If anything makes me sick to go to church, it can't help it because it shows our spiritual condition. It's a little family unit. Every family is a little family unit. Bring your spirits into church. You go and see the bangs. Now, I want to say this. If the style was long sideburns, I'd cut them off.
Yes.
See? Why? Why'd I say that? The Bible said, be not of the world.
Yes.
See? And that is the spirit. Now, if the spirit wasn't long sideburns and it just fit my head and I like sideburns, I'd wear it. But if the spirit was trying to organize me in long sideburns, I wouldn't have a thing to do with it. Because I will not join any organization. I won't carry any fellowship card to any devil.
Amen.
Now how many say amen to that?
Amen.
Where it's a blowed up hair, you take a pastor's wife that said she in subjection to her husband, then all the other women. Now, when a priest and a pastor, a woman preacher that passed the church, buddy, the daddy carried the diaper bags. Yeah, they carried the diaper bag. Why? It's a spirit. See, if I had time, we show you all through the Bible, through Esther and everything. See, the woman was put away there in the Bible because the king says, bring the queen. And the queen says, tell him that I have a few women here now and I can't come right now. and embarrassed the king before the people. And he called the eunuchs and said, what shall we do? He said, O king, if you don't put this woman away and divorce her, said, all of our wives will be talking to us just like she talked to you.
Yes.
He said, what must I do? He said,
amen.
Divorce her.
Amen.
Get another woman. Right. Brother Bram said, if I can't be king in my little castle, I'll pack my bag and leave.
Right.
I say that for a real man of God. And a real woman gives her spirit over to the man. What does she do? Sister, when that ring went on your finger and you said, I do, you know what you said? You lost your will. You ain't got no will of your own. You turn it over to your husband. And you're bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh and spirit of his spirit. You ain't got no will. That's why Paul said, woman be in subjection to your husband in all things. Now I'm talking about the Christian. A woman that's married to an ungodly man can't do that. She can't be in subjection in all things like that because he said, bless God, that's right. Go to the bar tonight. See? No, that wouldn't work. But no, you render unto Caesar's that which is Caesar's, render unto God that which is God. Why am I saying this? I'm saying it because it's needful.
Amen.
We're going to cross this Jordan over here.
Amen.
Let Jesus Christ be first place, children, and realize that that mama snake is right up there to the Jordan. Don't listen. No matter how dark it looks, I don't care what mama says, what daddy says, what your friends say and everything. They look like they're going the wrong way. They're lost and they don't believe the way that you believe. They don't want to lie to the word of God. Hang right there because the great grace is on its way. You make your stand and listen to this in closing. Brother Bram said, Lord, what must I do to have power to bind this terrible, terrible snake? He said, you must be more sincere. Now he said, you have power to bind that snake or to loose it. Now I'm going to read this scripture. I'm closing right now. Now I'm sure tonight, now you come back tonight, I ain't going to 20-30 minutes. We'll bring you a little something 20-30 minutes. But I find you're fresher in the morning. It's best for me to say everything that I can
Amen.
Say Sunday morning.
Lord,
because
Amen.
Sunday night, and if you want to go to sleep, well, then I'll understand it. But then if I think I've got to say this, and then half of it's asleep, well, then I'll say, now I'm going to just let her fly Sunday morning and then lighten off on Sunday night. Now watch here. Now, we see the great thing that we're coming into. Not just the minister, me, I believe I am, but everybody in the bride, how every person comes into the body of Christ, see, and receive their inheritance. How many want their inheritance?
Amen.
Now remember, the inheritance is handed out only to the overcomers. How many want to be an overcomer?
Amen.
God, just, little sister, if that kind of wrecks your heart, just say, Lord, I'm going to overcome them, see. And just pray. You know what? I'm a terrible husband, and I don't have a wife to put up with me. See, and I couldn't be the husband that Christ wanted me to be because of my nature. I'm just, Lord, have mercy. My wife must have a great portion of heaven waiting for putting up with me. Now, y'all, you're laughing. See, you see me now. Yeah. Don't you think? I never got where I am now without the help of Christ. And I used to just quit. I want to quit the ministry. See, I couldn't make it because of a certain nature that I have. A sign I'm born under and everything. July, Leo, roar, you know. Oh! My wife now, she roars, you know. Now don't take that wrong. See, Leo roars, and she'll, if I acted the way she say, roar, Leo. And then, well, that's right, see. Christ, you get that nature, help me, Lord. See, that's the way I was, you know. When I was first married, I had to do everything I say. Now, she's got to be perfect. Now, I don't have to, but she's got to be, see. That's my nature. That's bad. But what you have to do, we just had to get together. You know, when I was first married, well, we lived in a little old 28-foot trailer. Now, in the hot heat in Florida, you lose your temper in a 28-foot trailer. Especially after being married about 3 years. That would help them wash your daddies in a little bit, and, you know, and they used to call me Tidy Daddy. Guys say, are you ready to go run the dogs, Bob? No, I say, got to help wife wash daddies. We don't have a washing machine. So, every time the men see me drive downtown, they say, hello, Tidy. I always could take a joke, so I made up a little song. I'm your Tidy Daddy man. I'll wash him as quick as I can. I'll wash him real white, and I'll deliver him tonight. I'm your Tidy Daddy man. So, Now, if I see them old hunting buddies, they say, "Tidy, where you been?" They'll never forget that as long as they live. But what we did, we met Christ. We had to get down on our knees. Why, I thought everything was rosy, and I felt that old lion nature still there, you know. Oh, my. It roar out there, and Lord be grieved with me. He come to me two or three times, supernatural, said, "Stop that." Oh, it scared me to death. And I go on a little bit, and I think I mastered it, you know. It was me trying to master it, you know. And I thought, well, I cured it. I'm all right now. I believe the Lord's ready to use me. And the next thing you know, a little pressure, whoom, at it, roar again, you know. Oh, I'd get me. And what I had to do, I kept praying, "God, Lord, how am I going to overcome that? Lord, I can't. It gets worse. The more I try, the worse it gets, old Leo, you know, old Bob." And then I got down and cried about so bad, and I got down and put it up there. And I said, "Lord, now, I ain't going to try." I said, I can't do it now. Lord, I've got to have help for this. And put it up there, and by the grace of God, it just keep less and less and less all the time, be gone. Now, that's why I think is if we're all going to cross this Jordan together, friend, it's only for the overcomers. Now, you're going to have something to overcome. Now, every one of you, I might have something, you've got something different. But how many know you got to have something?
Amen.
Now, that's the thing that God has given you to overcome. Now, the promise that lays across the Jordan, the token is to the overcomers. Now, here's how I think it'd be. A marriage, if you're married, just get on your knees and be little helpers to one another. And now, Lord, help me to overcome this. Father, give me grace to overcome this. And get down and let these little old things in the family and overcome it. See, that's what has to be done. We got to come as husband and wife, mother and father, and daughter and son, come right that way. Come to service that way. Overcoming each one of us. Coming right up to the Jordan, watching that old serpent, keeping ourselves from the things of the world. And then when God gives the voice, see, God's going to give a voice. Remember that. The voice of sound come across the Jordan. See, then I'll come. Now, you say, "Well, let's cross today." Well, go ahead. Go ahead and cross it. People say, "Well, we got to get desperate." Well, get desperate. They say, "Why ain't everybody praying? Why ain't you praying?" How many know that? See, it's an eye for everything, but there'll be a voice may come across this Jordan, see? And but what if you ain't ready? What if you haven't overcome? Now, this is the grace of God holding back, giving you a chance. Giving us a chance to overcome. How many want to overcome?
Amen.
And just cross that Jordan, great, glorious bride of Christ. Have a part in the bride. Now, listen to Scripture, and we're closing. Matthew 16:19. Just look at it. Just a minute. "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven." Now, I want to make a note here where the angel Lord said, if you'll be more sincere, Brother Branham, you can bind this mamba snake and unbind it. You'll be given power to unbind it. Now, everything has to have a scripture for it, right? Now, let's look in the Bible and see what Christ said about that. He said, "I will give unto thee, Peter, the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." How many sees what that is? Thanks, Lord.
Amen.
What is it? This is the great power is to be demonstrated in the bride of Christ. See, Brother Branham came up in the end with the true ministry of the bride of Christ, the spoken word's original seed. Now, what was it? It was the spoken word. "I bind you, Satan. I loose you, Satan." What was it? The same authority and power that the Apostle Peter had. How many see that in the Scripture? Now, what is it? It's the kingdom of heaven, friend, coming. Power given to the overcomers to loose and bind at their will. How many would like to say to the greatest, most powerful devil that's in the universe today, that's binding and biting poor helpless people, to be able to come as an overcomer with the authority to loose and bind, and look out there and see that person bound with that devil and say, "Satan, I bind you." You know why the people can't believe? See? You know what's the matter? People, a good elected people of the bride are taken captive by Satan for his will. Did you know that? And what is it? Somebody has got to get this power of loosing and binding to be able to deliver those. How many believe those people in prison? How many remember the dream that Brother Roy Borders had? He was in prison, a big sore, like a cancer was on his face, and he was in prison, and a lot of people was in prison. And he said, "Brother Branham, Help us, help us, help us. And a woman that Brother Branham said was in the Methodist church walked up to her and said, Brother Branham, you got it all wrong. Says, you're wrong, Brother Branham. Said, all these people in here ain't bad. Said, these people in here love the Lord. Said, but they're in prison, Brother Branham. They need to be delivered. And it made Brother Branham feel bad. And he seen all them people behind bars. And then all at once there come a voice from heaven and said, Brother Branham, deliver those people. He said, Lord, I ain't strong enough to rip them bars out of there. He said, deliver them people, Brother Branham. And he said, come over him. He straightened up. He said, gates of hell, give way to the name of Jesus. And he said, and there come a great rattling of an earthquake and said, begin to shake. And the old jails and the prisons begin to jar down and the bars fell out and the people. And he found himself, he come to, he's crying, Brother Borders, Brother Roy, God is delivering his people. Now what is that, friend? That's the kingdom of heaven coming. What is it? I got to just keep telling you what's coming. I wish it was here tonight, this morning, but it ain't. But when it comes, you're going to say, Brother Bob, you told us.
Amen.
Now, have that. Well, I'll tell you, it'll come just. Yes. But what the minister said, heard me preaching, and kind of scared him, you know. And he said, Brother Lambert, he said, is it going to be the way you're preaching? I said, just exactly. Won't be no other way, see.
Amen.
Well, say, you're the only one. I can't help that. I only know what the Bible says, see, what the prophets say. It's going to be that way. There's a great, mighty deliverance on the way. That's what those prison houses is giving way to the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And it said, Brother Branham, if you'll be more sincere, you can bind this. Now what it is, friend, the great kingdom of heaven. The great kingdom of heaven. That's all right, brother. Let's all bow our heads now and pray. It's long. People's so weary, you know. It's kind of hot in here, too. I know it. I keep you long, but friend, I tell you, this goddamn in me just keep crying out that thing. It's got to be soon. We got to be ready. What happened, friend? If we don't make that rapture, it would be better that a freight train run over us. We say, oh, my mommy's dying. Listen, if mommy's not called to make this rapture, it'd be better off that you saints here go down in the grave.
Amen.
than to go through this terrible tribulation. How many understand that? Oh, God, help us to know that we're right up here to this Jordan, brother, and we've got to press into it. Let's pray. Dear Father God, Lord, we've preached long this morning, and Lord Jesus, poor little children's tired and weary, sitting on these old hard seats. God bless their little hearts, Lord. And Lord, his mommies and daddies, some of them drove a long way. And oh God, I'd give my arms, my legs, my life, anything, Lord, if we could demonstrate and have what I'm speaking of this morning. So Father God, I have to stand faithful and tell the people it's coming. And then, Lord, the overcomers will enter into this great thing. Maybe it's next week when it'll happen, Lord. Maybe it's next month. Maybe it's tonight. Lord, I don't know when it is, but I know that it's coming. You promised it. Now, Father, we see that to the real people that overcome and stand on the Word of God, there's going to be great faith, great power and authority be handed out. The kingdom of heaven is going to be given to the little flock. God, help us, Lord, to esteem that more than anything else in this life. Now, Father God, whatever little things is wrong in her home, Lord, help us to line them up. God, help me to be a better husband, a better father, and a better brother to my brothers and sisters, and a better pastor. God, help us and forgive us of all of our sins and our shortcomings. Help us to be more sincere. God, when I read the angel of the Lord here in this great message of paradox that told your great prophet, he must be more sincere. Oh, God, have mercy upon us and help us, Lord, that thou would give us sincerity, that we might enter into this great promised land, the bride of Christ, and be able to demonstrate the great resurrection power. Father, bless everyone, Lord. May this cut-up message, and Lord, I never studied and premeditated what to say, but I pray that I said something will help the people, God. Help us now, Lord, to empty out and become empty vessels that we might be filled in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's sing a hymn and be dismissed now. The great power and authority. If I'd had time, I'd have brought out about the white horse rider. How many sees a white horse rider right in that seat? What did he cry out? Get off of this trail. God hasn't ordained you to be up here. What was it? This old Antichrist, the pale horse riding up along next to the Jordan there. trying to put his interpretation into the bride to keep her from crossing the promised land. How many see that? And when the real white horse rider, the word and the dynamics come forth in the bride of Christ, the kingdom of heaven, what it'll do? It'll cry out against all that, say, get off of this trail. God hadn't ordained you to be on here. How many looking forward to that great thing, see? When is it? I don't know. How many want to be ready this morning? All right. Let's sing Amazing Grace. Because if we'll be more sincere, it'll be Amazing Grace. If we come into this body of Christ, it'll be the Amazing Grace of God, nothing we've done. What is Amazing Grace? What page? Huh? 272. Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost.
Stand up to your feet and just rest yourself.
Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How proud in that grace appeared, the eye of first believed.
Sing it out now.
Through men he dangers toss and snares.
Think of it, many of them.
I have already come. 'Tis grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we bright shining eyes of our sun will know blessings to sing God's praise. That when we first begun,
friend, and don't do something to you, just know that you're Christian. What is it? You say, how can I be sure I'm going to be over there, Brother Bob? I was talking to one of the little Heath boys. Done my heart so good up in the woods there, them little boys. They got their Bible, sent to Sears and Roebuck, got their Bible. And you know what that means to just see a boy that loved his Bible? Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Look around and see some many teenagers. What is it? Or the devil. See, it's a, ooh, I wish I had some. I wish I could reach out there and slay that devil on poor little teenagers. Sent under Brother Bram's ministry all them years and see him just going, see, mine on hot rods, mine on this, mine on that, see. Oh my, what good is it all? What good is it all? Go up the highway and see that boy on a motorcycle and her blood all over, see. Just come to that place, what good? And then they call, Lord help me. Made too late then, see. But just the comfort and the security and knowing that you're chopping the tree the right way. See, you got a free moral will. You got a free moral will. You say, if you want to know right now, let me speak to you. How am I know I'm going to go to heaven? Well, it's easy. Which way are you cutting your tree? If I cut a tree this way, wham, 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 it's going to fall that way, ain't it? How many say amen?
Amen.
All right. Now the devil wants you to cut the tree his way. Come on, cut it my way. Lust after hot rods. Lust after this. Lust after that. Live it up. Run from prayer. Run from service. Run from the Word of God. Rebel against your parents. Run around, do this. Run around, do that. What are you doing? What are you doing? It's Satan trying to, like a magnet. Here we got a magnet. We got the only two spirits in the world. The Spirit of God and the Spirit of Christ. All right? Let's take a teenager. Next thing you know, he starts around with, say he's in a Christian home, a boy. He starts running around with an ungodly girl. Now, what's he going to do? He's either going to influence her to be a Christian, or she's going to influence him away from it. Now, what it is, it's two powers. They start buffing one another. Now, the one he yields himself to, that's the way he's going to go. If he yields himself to the spirits on her, next thing you know, he's starting doing things that's wrong. And then he starts, that spirit, see? How many are played with a magnet? Let's see your hands. And then so far, you push it so far away, it don't bother. Then you kept getting a little closer. That's the way you do, see? You don't pray. You don't read your Bible. You don't want to go to service. You don't want to listen to tape. Next thing you know, you move up a little closer to that power of Satan. Next thing you know, a little closer. And you keep just playing with it, see? Move up a little closer. Now, it hadn't grabbed you yet, but it's working on you. You get a little closer. And then when you least expect it, all once the magnet grabbed it and it's got it. Hangs right on tight, and that's just the way Satan does. He comes in to steal first. Just steal a little bit. He comes in to rob. And next thing you know, he kills. And then destroys, cash into hell. Now what do we, you're two spirits. Now my boy loves to play football. He's got kind of wrestles and boxes and kind of rough, you know. Well, that's his nature. Now, next thing you know, now I got enough wisdom. I know his nature. I know how he acts. He can't fool me. I know things he's going to do. He can't fool me. My kids can't lie to me. I know when they're lying. I know what. Because, you see, I was where he was at. I was where he was at. But he's never been where I was at. How many understand that? See, that's why your teenagers can't outthink the old man. Because the old man was where he was at. And he can't be where the old man's at. Because he ain't mature. You see what I mean? Now, I got enough wisdom to know God give me my children. Expects me to give me wisdom, raise them. Now, I know better than to let him go. I say, go ahead and play football, Mark. Well, that ain't the only thing, the football, but the spirit behind it. The next thing you know, it's the teenagers. It's the shim-sham of the ball game, the hurrah, the hip-hooray and all that. It's the spirit. And the next thing you know, he keeps going closer to that and closer to that. Next thing you know, it's something else. He rebelled against going to service. When he starts playing ball and everything, teenagers got to go practice the next night, he's gone. He don't want to come to church. He don't want to serve Christ no more, see? I know that. And then he just keeps on going to the ball games, 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 going to this, going to, where are we going tonight? Well, Dad, we're going down here to a little place after the ball game, celebrate. Uh-huh. Dad, well, where'd you go after that? Well, I got in a car, we went down, done it, you're gone. And next thing you know, you just keep getting closer, see? Oh, yeah, the devil hadn't got you yet, but he's working on it. And he just keeps going. Next thing you know, you say, Brother Bob, pray for my boy. What happened? Oh, he's out and got drunk in the car and run over a boy and killed him. Now he's in court. See? Daddy never have enough wisdom to nip it in the bud. Old man down south used to say, nip it in the bud, Brother Bob. That's it, nip it in the bud. See, don't wait till the thing blossoms out. Nip it in the bud. How many say, nip it in the bud?
Amen.
Bible said, he that loves the things of the world, the love of God's not even in him. And you keep moving toward the devil, brother. He's a magnet. He magnetizes you. Then you keep moving up. How many remember the name Little Nelly? The little girl, Brother Brown's ministry, when he was 20 years old, Little Nelly. Little Nelly, come to Christ. Little Nelly, love Christ. Little Nelly got saved, got baptized in Jesus' name. Then Little Nelly passed by the town one night coming from church. She come by, they was having a little band in there dancing. And she walked by and she said, oh, I remember how me and so-and-so used to win all of the jitterbug contests. And then she stopped for a minute just to go back and meditate on her sin. And she thought, you know, I might could be able to witness her, hand out a track up here. And it's the devil, see. What was it, a magnet? See, it just got her a little bit. And what did she do? She yielded to that magnet. And next thing, she walked up to the door. And she listened in. And when she walked up to the door, all at once there's a man stood up and said, well, hello, Nelly. Oh, boy, just went out on the dance floor with her. And when he did, what was? A demon entered right into her at the door. She got demon-possessed right at the door. And what it is, Them teenagers. Get the teenagers over there. Oh, he won't know it. They get over and yield that devil, and then, brother, they get sin in their life, and then that demon just enters right into it. You say, what happened to my boy? What happened to my girl? She went out. She's run her morals now. What happened? A demon entered into her, daddy. A demon entered into her, mama. How many believe in demons?
Amen.
I don't mean you got demon possessed and got out on the floor and rolled around. Not that kind of demon. A lustful demon. A lusting demon. A lying demon. All kinds of demons. And the next thing you know, little old Nellie was demon-possessed, and then she come to herself knocking on the door. What was it? The grace of God. The grace of God. Knocking on Brother Bram's door like tearing it down. He got up and got his robe on. Run. What is it? And he picked an old drunk up on the street, keeping him going to jail. And he was preaching to him in our bed and said, Jim, ain't you ashamed of yourself? Shame on you. Why don't you repent and get right, Lord? Look nasty and drunk. Oh, shame on you. Said, oh, not even picked you up. He was just raking him over the coals. No, Billy, don't talk to me that way. And then the door, and he ran up to the door, knocking it down. What is it? Hello, Nellie. What's the matter? Oh, Brother Bram, Brother Bram. Oh, Brother Bram, I didn't mean to. What is it, Nellie? Oh, Brother Bram, I didn't mean to. And he recognized the demon in her. He said, now, Lord, I'm a young minister. I haven't had too much experience. But the Bible said, in my name, they'll cast out devils. She said, I didn't mean to, Brother Bill. I just went to the door. Meant to look in. Said, that's her trouble. She stopped for a minute. Got closer to that magnet of the devil and the demon possessed. He said, Satan, come out of the girl in the name of Jesus. And a big black, hideous looking thing like a bat. Had hair hanging down on it. A monstrous looking bat come out of the girl. Come up out of her. And just went, oh, rumble like that. And started toward Brother Branham. He threw up his hand and said, oh, the blood of Jesus Christ keep me from that thing. And that old boy was drunk, jumped off of the bed, do a full boy, it sobered him up in a hurry when he seen that thing. Found me believing a real live devil. And then had an old screen door, and that old demon, and he said, the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. And that old demon hit that screen door, and it rattled, 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 and out it went. Wonk, roaring as it went. And Brother Ram told about it, he cast them devils out in the meetings, and they'd get him dogs and everything, come in his motel, and harass him and everything. He said, you don't know what I go through after them meetings cast. Them demons follow Brother Branham, try to torment him, get him cats, dogs, and everything. Try to attack him. Real live demons. Oh, let's stay away from the world, children. Young children, flee from it. Flee from them ball games. Flee from them spirit of them things. Flee from that, from the spirit on hot rods. I told him, boy, fine, get a car. Get you nice transportation. Destroy you. Let's bow our heads. If there are a person here this morning that's never been baptized, name the Lord Jesus. Teenager, think of it. This may be the last time I get to preach to you. You may be the one that's laying on the side of the road with your blood running out. And if you got any mind law, you call upon the Lord then. I guarantee you that boy laying on the motorcycle with his blood all over the highway, he didn't believe. You know, the devil make you believe that it's never going to be you that's going to die. It'll never be you. I forget how many hundred thousand is going to die in an automobile accident. Last year is going to die this year. Hundreds of thousands die on the highway. Teenagers by the thousands. And nobody ever believes they're the one that's going to have an accident. Nobody believes they're going to die. It's always the next man. We don't know whether we'll live through the day or not. And what's the devil want to do? Drag you down to hell. Ain't much easier just to come the way of the Lord. Serve the Lord Jesus. Get you a Bible. Come to service. Worship the Lord. Play a tape. It's all over. You ain't going to enjoy sin. You can't enjoy sin in the earthquake ready to belch in the end of the world here. The only joy is in serving Christ. Is there a teenager here this morning? We had a little girl here last Sunday accepting Christ, was baptized. The grace of God and Brother Heath's family. Is there one here this morning? One young person. Say, Brother Bob, I want to yield my life to Christ. I know what you mean about the magnet of the devil. Now I know, honey, you don't want to do that. No, that you don't want to do it. It's the magnet of the devil drawing you. How many, is there a teenager here this morning? You'd want to raise your hand and say, Brother Bob, pray for every head bowed now and every eye closed. you want to raise your hand, say, Brother Bob, will you pray for me that I'll be magnetized to Christ? Let Christ magnetize me. Pray for me, Brother Bob. You want to raise your hand. God bless you, son. That takes a gallant boy to do that. Is there another one? Is there another teenager? You know you're running from the Lord. He'll destroy you. Devil ain't got one good thing to give you. You say it's fun, yeah, but the wages of fun is death. Is there another? Raise your hand, Brother Bob. Pray for me. Is there another one? Sister? Is there another one? Somebody never been baptized, name the Lord Jesus? You want to be baptized? All right, let's pray. Now, Father God, we commit this service to you and this message, knowing, Lord, that the Holy Ghost is convictor of every heart. Know, oh, Father God, may you magnetize every mom and daddy, every boy and girl here under the sound of my voice this morning. May we be magnetized to the magnet of Christ. Father, help us to live close to him because it's dangerous hour. Knowing, Lord, that soon when that blood leaves the mercy seat, there's nothing there to convict anymore. No way to be saved. God, have mercy upon us, Lord. Words cannot express, Brother Branham said, how terrible hell was. Going down and seeing all them mopped-haired men, Lord, and them women with cat eyes and green under eyes and, roaring. And he said hell, a burning hell, would be a nice place to sight of that. Father God, it scares me to death to even hear him talk about it. Lord, I fear you. And I pray, God, that you strike fear into every teenager's heart here this morning. Fear into every mom and daddy's heart. Fear into my heart. God, let us fear you. You're a great and terrible God. And what will we do without the sacrificial blood of Jesus this morning? Now, Father God, bless these words in Jesus' name. All right, take the name of Jesus with you now.
Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and the woe. It will joy and comfort give you.